So the first step to correct your status would be, I would create something called a non-taxpayer affidavit, or even something called political status correction. Name, correct your name for the record. You, when your name was created on a birth certificate, they think they own this. So you have to learn how to create it in a private trust. The Social Security number is a trust. If you look it up, Social Security Trust Administration. It's a public administration. You have to learn how to create your private administration. So you can start with a church or even a tribe. You can correct your status with a tribe, a church. It's called the Shahada with Muslims. I'm not sure what it's called with Jewish people, but they all undergo a status change. In the Christian community, it's called being baptized. So your baptismal certificate can be also correct your status, and you can use this to identify in the public. Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
What's good? Peace.
What's going on, King? You all right?
Yeah, what's good with it?
Man, shit, making it do what it do, bro. Glad to finally be able to tap in with you, like.
I know that's right.
I hope that I can get down there in March to the old man and kick you out, dog. I still got a lot of my people down. I hope that somebody let me stay at their house.
It's going down in Orlando, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been telling my folk about them. I was trying to tell one of my folk, man, he got a media company down there, man. But I think it'd be good if you tap in with dog y'all could come and do some kind of interview on some of this private American shit, man. Because on that, it's called the Orlando Media Group. You might have seen them. OMG
I've heard of.
Yeah. My cousin. So I'm gonna link y'all boys up if I come down on March and shit.
No doubt.
Man, Israel Gordon. He go by Digital Rail.
That's lit.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm here for you today, man.
Yeah, man, I sure appreciate it. I got a couple questions lined up here. I go through an ass of books, but I've been doing a lot of audio books and converting to, as I switch my curriculum from just doing a lot of self-development and finances and business and stuff, as I switch to trying to understand how to be a private American, what the problem is not, ain't nobody got no audio books. Everybody shit you got to read. You know what I'm saying? You actually got to go and read the shit. So it take me more time to do. And the reason why I like audiobooks, I actually can push through material, and I ain't got to try to get over.
That's why I try to do videos and courses too, so you can just listen to them.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I fuck with you.
You know, with the Don Kalam University, you can just listen to that shit. You ain't even gotta watch it.
Oh yeah, I'm tapped in with a lot of shit, but sometimes what you do on some of that stuff, like for instance, one of the books I had been trying to get out there for a long time that you did a video course for
Capitalizing Namepreneur.
So I went. It took me a minute to go through Don Kalam University to find that motherfucker how it's in there, but I found it. But when you went through it, you kind of some of the stuff you had to breeze over, like, so I still got to go back and really dig deep into, like, get the book.
Yeah,
and get
right.
So, but I done grab the ass of your books, and I did a lot of skimming and shit first before I could actually get through a book, so I get myself curious.
If you got your own private bookkeeper, your own private accountant or something, I would give them the capitalizing entrepreneur, you know? All the books I have truly is for trustee training for different positions. Just depend on what position you would like to play. I just so happened to try to learn all the positions, man, and it didn't come overnight. But at the end of the day, what people don't understand is that you alone, like you, even though you think this is your name, when you're taking this position, you're taking on all the positions yourself, you know? Even the president can't be a president without having advisors, you know? And at the end of the day, you're a president. So you got to learn how to get it together, you know?
That's why
we're the richest country in the world. That shit ain't never going away. I don't care what nobody say. That shit ain't never going away. Because
right.
It's due to the stars, it's the North Gate, man. But yeah. On the, because I believe it as above, so below. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
you know, we're the land of hot and cold. We can create any crops, all types of things, man. Like this is the place you want to be, and that's true money, resources. You know, what you have access to, because people are all so focused on the dollar and the greenback. But what is it you're going to spend your money on?
Yeah,
because everybody can get money, man.
Yeah, you know? No doubt.
No, I'm not a licensed attorney, tax expert. I do this for educational, informational purposes.
That my next thing too is to jump down on the tax. I got a cuz out there in the O. Again, a lot of my people in the O. I went to school out there in the O and shit. My cuz got a tax service out there because of you had them pointed out that everything was a tax matter. And then I went and looked it up, and it's like, okay, all courts is self appointed by
Congress and the Supreme Court.
Our tax court, they don't say tax court, but for tax purposes, something like that, they say like that. But anyway, it made sense. I said, well, damn. So now, because I've been hearing people, you know, people been saying, oh, everything a tax issue, but nobody ain't never pointed that out. You know what I'm saying? Well, I could go
right.
So now after that, now I said that, I said, okay, now I need to go learn taxes before, you know, you always say, well, for starting first, you need to go get your,
because when you're coming into the public, because you know there's a difference between you got the public sector and the private sector. That's the main two, but we also have the voluntary sector. That's the charity sector.
Yeah,
and when you're playing around with the government, you're gonna either be in the because they can't deal with the private. So you're gonna be in the voluntary sector at first because you're volunteering the information, and then once they receive the information, all the information is now made in the public, and anything in the public they think they own.
Right.
So in order to get lawful, like real money, so to speak, in the public system, you're going to want to file your taxes and get the tax credits. And then you can convert it into a check, then convert it into a United States Treasury check.
Okay.
Because you know, that's what's going to pay you out at the end of the day is the Treasury, not the IRS.
Gotcha. That was one of my questions. How do I convert the tax credits to actual USD?
First you have to assess the tax with the IRS through the proper forms, like and that's what the capitalizing entrepreneur is all about,
right?
Right. And then once you assess the taxes and you got the check coming, there it's the Treasury that's going to pay you out
through the TDA account,
yeah, or a Treasury check.
Okay, right, gotcha. It's And so that Treasury check, then I then can go to a bank and get reserve notes.
Right. You can put it in either a business account or a private trust account.
Private trust
account. Resembling that name. But it doesn't even matter because you can deposit whatever because it's for the family.
Gotcha. That's why you say to turn the neck. That was leading to my next question. Why am I making my name the business? And that's so... If I take tax credits that are in the form and return the tax credits into Treasury, U.S. Treasury check, then I could then deposit the check into a business. Not my per. If I do it my personal, that's gonna be which is not my personal because they own that. If I put it in the business or the trust, that's not a person that they create. That's not an entity they create. But now is the business name not technically wouldn't be that. The entity y'all like a franchise of theirs?
Business name is always going to be owned by a record company or a holding company, or even the church represents it. But at the end of the day, you kind of want to keep the church out of the affairs of what's going on in the public because you still want to keep the church private.
Okay. So
you've heard, say I'm an NBA player.
Uh-huh.
You know, almost all NBA players have charities and foundations.
Yeah,
that's their family foundation. That's their family charity. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it make a lot of sense.
So the name contracts with that foundation.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So then the whole point then, if I'm gonna try to say it back to you the way I see it, if I grab it. So the whole point is that now if the my name that is. Now a business entity or either a sole proprietorship or a LLC owns a 501A
No, so the 501c1a would have the beneficial interest of whatever is in the
Of
public.
whatever the event
Yeah,
agreement.
you don't want the public entity owning anything in a private. You want the private controlling the public entity. So that's all a holding company. A holding company doesn't own it, holds. So like if like I can get a house under a holding company and nobody owns it, the holding company is holding it, but it could still Airbnb it. And it won't be taxed because it doesn't own that entity. It only receives the beneficial interest of that entity.
Beneficial interest. Because it's a beneficiary.
Yes, sir. So when you're operating, you always want the trust or the business is always working for the beneficiary. You know, and the people who hold it and control it is going to be the trustees. And then, so the beneficiary, you always want to be the family. At the end of the day, you want it to be going towards the family. So when they ask you, who do you work for? Because literally, I got a child custody case, bro. I could pull. I'm gonna go ahead and screen share this shit. This is between us. This is private. I have a private attorney. You can't find these cases yet in the public, but they will be in the public.
That's gonna be my next question to you next, is how do I find these private attorney cats, man? These cats
You
like.
just so listen, you can get a public attorney, but you got to get them to maneuver how you want to maneuver. And if they don't, you just make sure you put your own documents on file. You make sure it don't interfere with your attorney. So my attorney talked to me, and you know, I just wrote down some stuff that I needed to say and try to word it correctly. And I had help from a few of my mentors and advisors, I'm not gonna lie. But I was nervous because I've already invested damn near $12,000 just, and we haven't even had an we're just now had our first hearing. You're about to have another hearing, and I don't even have to be there. That's what I like about it the most. I don't even have to be there. I can still travel and be Don Cologne.
That's fine now.
Yeah, but if they don't have an attorney, you don't have a private attorney. Like my child's mother, she got to be there.
So basically, working through your private attorney, you do like a letter of rogatory and all that type of shit to make them do what you need them to do.
Yes,
Okay.
that's one aspect.
One aspect. Okay. Damn.
Yeah,
Shit. See, now you got. I'm lost there then.
but now I'm also using so I'm seeing how much this stuff costs now because they keep you they give you a private trust escrow account, so I need to do the certificate too. I still gotta do a class. I forgot. I gotta do a parenting class. That's crazy.
And now, did you get custody of Jits?
Yes, I'm doing divided custody. And that's not even, they call it joint custody. I reword it as divided custody.
I love it.
Yeah, and now they're and it's family law. It's all family, bro. It's all
Right.
family.
So it's private
You
family
trust
law
them, you
is private law.
family. Yeah.
So I had a I
It's
saw.
private law. And when the father shows up, there's really nothing they can do because you're a per son. You're going to be saved through the father.
I've heard you say that several times as well. I don't know how that'll hold up. When you say these things, like especially court stuff, like I'm tapped in, but
So this is my attorney right here, as you can see. They just entered an appearance on me for another. So I got two cases going simultaneously. So they
okay.
reached out to me about this other case that's going on because they can't get any information on it because it's sealed. So they entered on my behalf on that. I'm gonna pause it real quick because I want you to see this paperwork, how we filed it. Literally, because I'm dropping them money, like, and they're doing what they're told. Hey, and I love that aspect because they're like, well, where do you work and all of that shit, and I'm not showing them nothing. And they're like, well, do you know you have to be on child support? And I offer 500 a week, and that's more than what they were trying to put me on 563 a month. I'm like, man, I'll pay 500 a week. That's what the church said they would pay.
That's
Hey,
see that's
I said the private. They're like, well, who's taking care of everything? And I said, God's taking care of everything. I gave up my labor and talents for God. And this shit, worked, man.
Yeah, there yeah.
They asked me for the baby land deed.
Now that was one of my other questions, just understanding what's a baby land deed. Because when you say it, right.
I'm gonna actually give you the people who set my paperwork up. I'm gonna give it to you. Let me find this paperwork because I want you to see it. Because literally, my child's mother, she has to pay for everything, man. She has to pay back for my attorney and everything because I'm deemed not to have a job and no money. You know what I'm saying? You can't. And she's interfering with God, man.
Really? Damn, that shit crazy. How you got that word?
Mm-hmm. Shit. So check this out. Here it goes, right here. And I got her traveling. I got her traveling 2.5 hours.
Wow. Is she supposed to, if she got the jig, she supposed to pay for the travel. Yeah,
she got, look. Although petitioner is, so look, they said I'm employed. Although petitioner is employed, he is without sufficient income funds or assets with which to pay his attorney fees and the cost of litigation. And petitioner requests that respondent be ordered to pay his attorney fees and litigation costs. Respondent is employed and capable of earning the income, enabling her to pay petitioner's attorney fees. Whereas petitioner Jeffrey McBride Jr. prays for an order of this court declaring to be, in fact, the father. Award all that. But she has to pay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm showing, man. She has to pay for that shit, bro. That's crazy. All I got to do is take this little class. And the stuff that I put on there, because I want to show all my personal information. Okay, here we go. Because you got to do an income report with the court. And I'm like, I don't get any income. I'm in a private trade. All I do is private trade. I give my gift to God, and then the church takes care of me.
Private trade. So are you in a private trade with the church?
Right. I only make $500 a month, but the church is willing. And they said my assets are only $2,000. Look, so every month I'm going in debt. On the record, every month I'm going in debt. But I can still provide for my child because I got collateral. I got land. I do got land, but it's in the church's name. So it can't be claimed as mine. But I have it. I have private agreements with the family. The family trust has private agreements with the private foundation that the children can control the land when they're of the age of majority. They can have access to all my property, everything I have. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So the family trust and the church trust are two different trusts.
They're two different trusts.
Okay, so then
so you gotta understand. So with the foundation, with the private ministry, when the creator, the grantor passes, or which me, when I pass away, they get handed the position of trustees. Mm. Not beneficiaries at all. Okay, so as long as you're handing out positions, the trust can last forever.
So in the 501c1a. No one is allowed to be a beneficiary, right? Because it's a trust, because it's a charity.
The beneficiary, yeah, it's a charity. It's simple as that.
Right. So when you die, you become.
But the beneficiary will still be it'll be my family trust.
We'll be back after a quick break.
There's no such thing to practice law. It's called a bar card or a British accredited registry card. They take an oath to uphold rules to the crown, which is in Britain. So there's no such thing to license practice law. If you look up Abraham Lincoln, he was a lawyer. He wasn't an attorney. So attorneys might have to be licensed, but there's no such thing as a licensed lawyer. Again, it's called a British accredited registry. It's part of a membership. It's like a fraternity, like the Freemasons or any other private club. Community that you'd be part of, that you have to show your private membership, and this is what they do.
Everybody go to OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's OnlyFans.com/Don Kalam. That's DonKilam. You can subscribe there and get access to Don Kalam University at DonKilam.com. You can also follow me on the Instagram at DON_KILAM. Again, that's DON_KILAM. Much peace and love.
Gotcha. And then whoever's the trustees for the family trust and just carry on.
Yeah, it just carries on.
They carry this. They continue to be the trustees.
Trustees, yes, we hand off trustee positions. So you can either. So what happens is when they acquire that position, they can either invest in the trust, or you invest in the family. You keep the legacy going. You know, this is what I'm talking about: education. Because you get life insurance policies, pays out to trust, everything to replace your labor and your talents because you're no longer there to provide it. Mm-hmm. The trust is supposed to be provided proper education. This is entrepreneurship right here. And that's what people ain't understanding. When you're part of the public trust, ain't nothing there that's truly benefiting your family.
That's why I ain't did now. I got one. I don't, you know, I just did one to put one of my cars in. My pops came down. He needed a truck. And I was like, man, I ain't putting that shit in my name, though. Man, I'm tired of this shit. I'm going private. I ain't finna own nothing. And I'm finna set us all straight. I'm finna make a family trust. I've been reading Don shit. We finna set this shit straight. We finna get some money for this tax and shit. Just what y'all just hold on. I'm coming. Y'all coming, family. Just hold on, man. But so, yeah.
I can give you my tax lady, too. She can get you right, man. Just by making your name, your name a business. She getting everybody anywhere between 20,000 and 40,000.
Man, lock me in with a plea, man. Let me get you this
website real quick, man.
Yeah, let the minds beat on that one. I sure appreciate that.
You got access to the chat.
About to see. I ain't got it up. Hold on.
I just put something in the chat.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna get this recorded when we done.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'm behind. I need to send people their recordings from like 2 days ago.
But how you doing all this shit by yourself, Don?
Hey, bro. I'm getting it together though. All females, man. I'm building an all female team. They're getting it. Kids. You like enough, yeah. I'm getting it together now. I got real helpers coming through. I don't even care what they look like no more. You don't even have to be sexy, baby.
Cause look, you got to once you take your dick out of the situation, and then you get some money, you get some shit done.
Yeah, I'm getting shit. As long as we productive together.
Yeah, that's it.
Y'all got to quit being soft with y'all's boys, though. You know, make that man up early.
Yeah.
If that boy can tie his shoe and he can watch shit on the phone all goddamn day, I'm going to teach him how to get money on the phone all goddamn day. God damn it. Swipe that way, nigga.
American States, not American National.
So look, I'm about to screen share again.
God.
Now I want you to see what's going on. So they got these packages. You see them right here?
Yeah,
this is the main one that got everything you need, but I got one that costs $115. You see all this shit? I got this is what I got. That's the baby Landy right there.
Ah.
Yeah. Comes with a thumb drop. Listen, I talk to the people today all day on the phone. Look, I got this one though.
Deluxe Welcome Home Package. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically what that do is that make it so that I can when you go in there and fight for your JIT.
They got you. They're going to help you every step of the way. You're part of their government now. They're calling an assembly. And you see they got all their states. What state you in?
GA.
GA. Boom. So I was just on the call with them from 6. They probably still on the call right now. They'd be on the call 2-3 hours every Thursday in Florida. But you see, they're worldwide, not just states. But these people, once you get your paperwork in, these people are going to fuck with you. They'll come to you, meet you, everything, man. You ain't got to pay them shit. You ain't gonna pay them nothing. It's mostly white folks. Right now they electing in their own government and shit. So you can be part of the government right now. Become somebody.
Really?
They ain't paying me or nothing, man. I'm just showing everybody it's legit because they're doing their damn thing. This is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of fucking hard work. Learn what they doing, and then you copy and paste, nigga.
Yeah.
And once you get your e-residency, you get your paperwork good, you can start your own tribe, bro.
That's what I'm looking to do.
You need help? You got your extended family right there.
For sure. I'm going to tap in with all that shit.
Listen, the best $115 I ever spent now, I did spend a lot of money on notaries and certified mailing and all that shit because they're not going to pay it for you.
I'm part of the game, though.
You know what I'm saying? You can get that shit free, though, if you want to fuck around and argue with somebody and find the right post office. So, look, I'll show y'all. So, this is how you get tax per Q.
Uh-huh.
This is how you get free certified mail. And then if you just want to send a regular letter, you put Frank Mail on that bitch. Frank Mail. Yeah. You see it?
Not Euromail. Frank Mail. Not Euro delivery. Frank Mail.
Frankie. It's a franking privilege. This is how I was sending mail always free.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm telling you how I do it, bro.
Hell no.
Samplist, look. You can only send one letter, though.
That's fine. Shit, how many letters have been need to send?
This certified mail, tax per Q. I got a lot of students that do this. But, you got to find the right post office that's going to uphold it.
It's one letter a day?
Oh, this? No. Just one letter. Like, it can't be heavy.
Oh, okay. You can't send a package. You can send a letter, though. You can send papers.
Right, so the regular-ass letter. 1 ounce. This right here, tax per Q. You see it?
Yeah.
All you do is put this on there. You're a foreign agent. Especially when you got your paperwork together. You know?
Okay. Tax per Q means for foreign postal administration to acknowledge they identified a short paid mail item before it left the originating country. The originating country stamps tax per Q or affixes a tax per Q stamp on the package to let the destination postal system know that the postage is fully paid and there should be no postage due on the receiving end. The originating postal administrator will collect the short paid amount from the sender. Tax per Q is never initiated by a mailer. It is an action agreed upon by the UPU member countries to expedite the mail pieces between foreign postal administrations. Oh.
So you ready to see my homies? So this is one of my students right here. I had to go find it. So he sent this tax per Q. You see it say $0.
$0. Wow.
He's in Boston. Wild. All he does is print this shit on his shit or write it down.
Damn. Look at that. Free shit. I like this shit. Well, look.
Some more. Oh, yeah, man. He also did this shit. He got his bill paid.
See, that's my next thing. You know, I took. I don't hope this.
Look, this is his shit. This is my student. I helped him get a loan. He brought me out to Boston and shit.
Yeah.
He hit me up, man. He's like, this is proof I've been getting my. And here's the tax per Q. Look at how much shit he sent. Mail, free mail he sent. 125.
Man, I need
217. He's sending shit in different countries.
Franking.
Look, $0.
He's sending it to different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Dominican Republic. I see right there. Democratic. Oh, no, that's the Democratic Republic. Leo Pay People's Democratic Republic.
The Lao people. Yeah.
Oh, Lao. Oh, Lao.
Yeah.
Lao.
He's Lao. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So he's Asian.
Yup.
Ah, no doubt.
Sending shit free, bro.
So what?
Oh, man, yeah. Look, you see, he got all his bills. This is old account. So old account, and then he got his new account right here. He changed it to trust. Service provided to the trust. And all he does is deposit this bill into his trust account that he established.
He went
through. And they zero out his bill, and they put the money in his account.
Good. Wow. Well, I got to tap in, bro. Look, let me tell you some shit, bro. Man, I fucked around, bro. You know, I had tried to tap in with the credit cards to flip houses and shit. Man, I fucked around. Hey, got a bad house deal. And now
I ain't got no money to pay none of the credit cards off. So now they banging down my door trying to figure out what I'm gonna do about this. I'm like, man, I don't know. Then I thought I had a box truck business, and the box truck business had got bad, and they came and repossessed the truck, and now they taking me to court. They suing me right now to try to get back the difference between they sold.
But they got the truck though. They got the truck though.
They got the truck. I say, bitch,
and still trying to make you pay.
Yeah, and they done sold the truck. I'm like, so my argument gonna be because I got to respond in the next 4 days. They gave me 30 days. I tried to tap in with a lawyer, dude, but you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, like, they don't practice to, they practice to, like, just get you out the way and get you kind of get some money. Right. They ain't really trying to make see you win, like, for real, like, try to get you out. They own the trust. Well, then they own the truck. Well, they repossess the truck. Well, you do own the money. They want to go by contract. They don't want to really fight for you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
You got all the paperwork and stuff?
I got that motherfucker.
I handled it all for you for $1,200, man. I usually charge, start with $2,500 a case.
Man, look, I'll tell you what, though. Look, so $1,200, which I wouldn't mind pay the $1,200 if I come up on the $1,200.
And the credit cards, nigga. But the credit cards, you just INT that shit.
Well, look, I'll tell you, say what now?
INT at 1099 INT. That's net capitalizing the entrepreneur book.
It is. I just ain't got a clear concept on how to do that shit. Because I'm gonna tell you why.
Just write to the chief financial officer or the bank manager, man. If you got a regular bank account, it's the bank manager.
So if I do that, duh. So I got to respond in 4 days. Can I write to one of these credit cards?
You need 30 more days for administrative remedy.
It is.
So if you're seeking an administrative remedy, you need 30 more days continuance.
Tell me, 30 more days for at administrative remedy, and then I need ITN. Oh,
suck your dick, then tell them you're sorry.
Yeah. And then put my dick back in their mouth. ITN.
I'm sorry. If they say they're going to hold you in contempt, tell them sorry. So that gets rid of the negative avertment.
So look, if I ITN, so once I ITN the credit card.
INT, yeah.
INT, shit. INT. That'll give me some money where I'll be sure I could break you off for sure, for sure. And then I could just INT that.
Yeah. Look, anything you run as credit, bro. Anything you run as credit, anything you deposit in any account.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where the tax system can seem overwhelming, one book is here to guide you towards financial empowerment. Introducing The Capitalizing Namepreneur. Unleashing the power of tax credits by best-selling author Don Kalam. Are you looking to demystify the complexities of taxes and harness the power of tax credits? The Capitalizing Namepreneur provides an understanding of effectively utilizing your tax credits. Discover the secrets behind setting up a tax firm, understanding the Straumann name, protecting your assets, and navigating the implications of the Social Security Trust Fund. Don Kalam's expertise shines through every page. It's like having a personal financial advisor by your side. Get your copy of The Capitalizing Namepreneur today and unlock the power of tax credits to enhance your financial well-being. Order your copy now and take control of your tax strategies. The Capitalizing Namepreneur. Unleashing the Power of Tax Credits by Don Kalam. Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
Man, this is why I want to get with you, man. Because,
like, if you go to the store, don't run nothing as debit. Always run as credit.
All right. So
you can get dividends back. You're gonna get the interest back too.
Man, hold on, let me pull the book up right quick. Pull up my my Kindle right quick. Let me highlight the INT in the name, capitalized name. Well, I could be sure to do this shit. Cause I got to get you to help me out, bro. Any help I can get on this shit, cause I got this house right here, bro. I tried to see, man. At least I could try to pay him with this house. Let me see if I get a forensic audit like these Pastor Freedom cats talking about. Let me see if I got some, what they call it?
I got somebody, they're gonna charge you like probably like 300, 400, maybe 5. I got people that do the audits for you.
Yeah, let me do that shit. Cause I, so what I did, I went to Charles Schwab because I just Googled Series 6 people, whatever, and they was the closest people. And he like, nah, man, I'm a broker, man. That shit you see on the internet is bullshit. Da, da, da. I'm like, well, you don't know nothing about the Republic of Georgia. What you
know crazy, about? Bro. They work in the public though.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I ain't fuck with none of them. I what I realized was I was educating him, and me and him, he don't know nothing about this shit. He educated what he educated on, which is what they need to know to work. He don't know what it is to be private, actually try to be a king and be out here like really on standing.
They do what they do. They do what they do.
Standing in status.
You got advisors, then you got managers, bro.
Right.
They just manage. You need an advisor. Now look, so check this out. You see this?
Yeah.
Any bank, bro, of more than $10. If you deposited more than $10 with any bank, brokerage firm, mutual fund, you can file a 1099 INT, interest on deposit accounts, dividends, and amounts paid to the holder of collateralized debt obligation. I need you to also understand this. This is you. If they use your credit, you can file a 1099 INT on it.
Now let me ask you this.
So the checks that are coming is the dividend checks. So you think it's a bill, but it's really a dividend check.
Even if it's a business account, because I did these through a business.
Yeah, you gotta have special an account that can access these things and got agreements with those corporations. Because you gotta remember back in the day, remember they had gift certificates?
Yeah.
Well, if you spent the gift certificate, they put it right in the drawer, right with the money, right or wrong.
Right.
So where's all that shit going? That's going to their bank account, right?
Yeah.
They got deals and agreements worked out with that bank to deposit that. You follow me? So you got to make sure you got private agreements with your bank or whoever it is that you're depositing your fiat, if that's what you're depositing or moving around credit.
So I had got a business bank account with Truist, and I hit them over the head for a $10,000 credit card. And you know, I bust a play with that bitch. So I was thinking I was gonna be able to discharge the debt, but when I tried to do the whole, I don't know, you familiar with the cat Mansa Manhattan? You
know, I don't know none of them people, man.
Yeah, well, good. He ain't nobody to know, cause I think boy really don't know the fuck he talking about. No way, you know what I'm saying? I be studying. I know who fucking with some shit. Anytime a bitch can show me some shit, can show they proof, show where they getting everything from and shit like that. I tap in with shit like that.
You gotta understand, most of the people I've learned from, my students and the people I work with, I'm in private wealth groups. I'm out here building with private families out here getting money. If these niggas ain't getting millions and busting fucking $1 million moves, I'm not fucking with them. And you got, so once you're reaching a certain level, you're moving in a private, you're moving differently anyways. The way I move, debt means money. I can write that shit off. I just showed you a certified document from my court case that shows I'm always in debt. So that way nobody can even take anything from me. I'm always owing somebody. So who wants to sue me? Who wants to take my assets? I don't have any. You, truthfully, I don't. It's the business. I manage businesses. People think I'm rich because I manage businesses that are doing good for themselves. You know? They're like, well, I can get fringe benefits. I can have, you know what fringe benefits are? If you're working for the family, the family business can give you something called fringe benefits.
Mm. Fringe benefits, huh?
An extra benefit supplement in an employee salary, for example, a company car, subsidized meals, health insurance. I work for fringe benefits. I only take $50 a month from the business as payment. You can't never put me on child support. If you don't put me on child support, they ain't gonna make it no more than $5 a month.
Mm.
I promise you, the last child support order they gave me was $1 a month. Baby mama ain't talked to me since.
Look, he said $1.
Listen, look, bro. Listen, bro. I listen. Since I got you with me, I'm a show and tell, bro. I tell my baby mamas, listen, you gonna fuck around and bring these people in my business, you gonna get what I give you then. If they tell me to give you something, whatever's on the court order, that's what I'm gonna give you. Because I've been taking care of you. Keep playing with me, trying to see what the fuck, trying to look at my pockets.
You try to be greedy.
Pocket watch.
I had that shit happen to me too. That's the same shit I'm into right now with my son, mama, and I'm going through the whole custody thing too. I got partial custody. I had a hired.
You gotta make the kid's name. You gotta make the kid's name a business as well, because they're so you gotta understand they're part of your DNA, man. You know that's an extension of you. You make your name the business, then you're doing business as your children's name as well. So who says I owe who? I owe nobody. Square business. We squared away right there. I got the agreements. I got proof that says I don't owe. Shit. That's how I look at it. I had to download this anyways and send it to my attorney. So I'm glad. But you see this? What's it say?
It says case status closed.
Hillary, how much I own?
$0. That's child support. What's that
say? Child support enforcement. Don't play with me.
Man, let me tell you, man.
Look, here go the other case. They hollered at one of my bookkeepers from the address. Termination of child support services. Get how much I own?
$0.
Case closed, man.
This was January 2022. I bought the child support book, man, but I just couldn't understand how that shit was going to help me because we got a private case. Like, she didn't go get on town for food stamps or nothing. I would give her $800 a month. She put me on child support. They told me I need to give her $500 a month. Then she went back after I had tried to get custody for my son. She went back. Her lawyer went and said I was making a certain amount of money. They was like, okay, well, now you got to pay $1,000 a month. I'm like, what?
They're modifying it. So, but you put the state in your business so you can do it. Where's their bonds? Whose authority are you under? You're giving up your parental authority to them. Mm-hmm. So you need to figure out who they are. Who's giving their authority? Who is giving you authority? I need to see it on the record. Are you a lawful judge?
At the end of the day,
you can throw the whole child support case in default and have that because they got bonds. All court cases is bonded. Mm-hmm. And then you can throw it in default and then have all that the money that's bonded paid out to you.
So this is what she did. So in the custody case, we signed some paperwork saying that I agreed that I made a certain, but I didn't see that part. Her lawyer kind of got that in on me.
Yeah, you need to get those baby land deeds together with those. Okay. Those people I gave you, they'll get you together, man.
Okay, I'm gonna get the baby land deeds and then boom.
That shit keeps you private. You can create a family Bible, patents of nativity.
I wouldn't know the family Bible. I see you talking about that. So, you know, I'm tapped in all your material, bro. The podcast I see you talk about the family, the Bibles with Chief. And I don't know what a family Bible would look like. I haven't had the time to really.
It's just a record. It's like a diary. You just writing records.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. And then also too, it was one more thing you said too.
You ever been to a funeral?
Yeah.
You ever signed the book when people was there?
Nah.
It's like a family Bible. That's what a family Bible looked like. If you ever seen a book when people come in, they sign in at funerals.
Okay. Gotcha.
But if you ain't, I'm about to show you one right now. This is a family Bible right here.
We'll be back after a quick break.
In a world where borders can limit opportunities, one book dares to challenge the norm and empower foreign nationals like never before. Introducing Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by best-selling author Don Kalam. Did you know there is a difference being a citizen and national? This is for foreign nationals seeking to expand their horizons. Do you dream of obtaining a diplomatic passport and the freedom it brings? Don Kalam reveals the secrets to unlocking diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Discover why you are already a foreign national, learn the steps to obtain a diplomatic passport, and explore how you can be recognized by numerous nations on your diplomatic journey. Most never knew they could have diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. This book is a game changer for anyone seeking freedom and recognition on the international stage. Get your copy of Can't Touch This today and embark on a journey towards diplomatic immunity and creating your own nation. Order your copy now and unlock the power of diplomatic immunity as a foreign national. Can't Touch This, Diplomatic Immunity as a Foreign National by Don Kalam, Available now at leading bookstores and online. Get your copy today.
The Collins Family Bible.
Look, you see it? Well, you just write down events, major family events, and the dates.
Ah.
You write when the baby's born, the family records. It's like the keeping of business record.
Oh, shit. It's like the minutes.
Yeah. That's all the Bible is the family Bible, bro. Ain't it the lineages of people in the Bible? Yes. Jesus came from the family of David, right? They talk about kings. They're talking about royalty, how it started, the lineage. That's all the Bible is. So when you're taking the Christianity Bible, you got to figure out who you are in that book.
Yeah.
You know? So you see date of births, date of marriages, date of deaths, place of births, names. This is enough evidence.
Rose 19, more Rosa Parks.
That's Rosa Parks, it looks like. Yeah. Rosa Parks Family Bible. That's lit.
Yeah, that's fire. Who would have thought? People are private people.
That's what they call the King James Bible, bro. It's lineage of kings.
Right.
That's crazy they don't teach you that in church, huh?
Man, they don't know their damn self. Don't nobody know shit. That's why I got to tap in. Like you said, you dealing with
affidavits of birth, bro. You don't even need a birth certificate. You can go to, look, this is Department of State, man. You don't even need a birth certificate with them. You just fill out an affidavit, man. Then you can attach a family Bible record. You can attach whatever, man. Patents of nativity. Want you to see what they look like too. It's like a family tree, just like a family Bible record. You see it? It's your lineage. And you can put your lineage on the record. That's like a form of status correction, you see?
So say, Vince, I'm going to a case, I guess it has to be a private case, not no commercial case, or not a civil case. It'd be either a criminal case or a commercial case. I would then put my patent of nativity
that's the record, yeah. Because if they can only fuck with certain families. If you're Amish, you ever see Amish people in our courts?
No, man.
All right then, because they're not of this. They're not of this family. They're not of the United States citizens' family tree.
And this would be equal to showing the affidavit of non-corporate entity.
Yes.
Okay.
See this? They selling these for $30. That's lit. I like them too.
I'm finna cop me one of them shit.
I'm put that in the chat for you. I'm gonna get me one too. I like that.
Yeah.
That's better than a baptismal certificate's work too, though.
Okay. I've been baptized a long time ago as a G. I ain't no Christian.
You just go to that church that baptized you.
Okay. I'm going to just make that bitch up. I ain't worried about none of that shit.
Yeah, that's it. You can have your church do it. Make your own church, private church.
So let's talk about that right quick. Like, so boom. I go do a 50. Okay, boom. The private family trust, that's what I want to talk about. Who grants the private? Who am I making a grantor of my private family trust?
The family.
The family is
crazy. Okay.
Right. So then I'm the trustee of the family granted trust, and the beneficiaries become, there are no beneficiaries. The beneficiary is actually non-existent. The trustees, the only thing I'm passing is trusteeship.
That's it. So the family is always the grantor of the family trust. They ask you who created the trust. You say the family.
Okay, so now
the trustees of the trust, the family.
So who the beneficiary?
How many Rockefellers do you know? But you know about the Rockefeller Trust, right?
Right.
Exactly.
But you tapped in.
Who started the Freemasons? You don't know. That's their family, man. You know, all that's family. Jehovah's Witnesses, but they got a creator. They always have somebody that's ahead of it.
That's hard, man. That's hard.
You gotta have a first president or something.
That's hard, boy. Look, that's hard, dog. Shit.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so who becomes the beneficiary?
The family, bro. Everything is the family, man.
So, but would that not trigger the alter ego? What
alter ego? It's a collective group of people, bro. It's an assembly.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
It's a collective consciousness.
Yes, sir.
It's generational.
For sure.
This is why they want you in your individual capacity, because an individual cannot hand down wealth.
Gotcha. Right, because they own an individual. So if you get anything, they're going to come and do the probate on it. So you can never hand down wealth. They're going to probate that shit, and that's going to be the end of that. Let's see here. Exactly. Turn my name to Sober G-I-N. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a sole proprietorship on my name tomorrow, and I'm going to open up a bank account. And the whole purpose of this is so that I can take tax credits, turn a tax credit, what do I fill out to have the IRS issue me treasury checks? I asked that wrong.
You assess the tax from the business aspect, but you got to understand, you got to do it as business write-offs and shit, bro. Read the book. You're not there yet, man.
Right.
It's all business mindset.
Gotcha. Capitalizing name.
What they looking for when you do personal taxes. It's the same thing when you're doing business taxes. Instead of rent, is now a business expense.
Right.
Gas is a business expense. My car is a business car. I don't use it for nothing personal.
Gotcha.
So with that being stated, at the first year, every car, you can get like $20,000-$25,000 per car. If you got an electric car, you get electric car credits. You get education tax credits. This is why the family trust invests in the family, because it gets all those credits back. As long as it's doing what it's supposed to do, it becomes self-perpetual.
You, I ain't gonna lie, you're leaving me somewhere up and up. I'm not connecting something in my head. I'm trying to figure out what it is exactly. Because what I'm trying to understand, so the thing is, I haven't done it. So therefore, I'm trying to visualize myself doing it.
Like, I see a bunch of you in the studio, obviously.
But I'm a music producer.
All right, then. So do you have a record label?
I do, yeah. I have entertainment company.
All right, so that right there, that home would be a record company. I wouldn't be nothing else. I would be writing off rent. There's different forms you can use to write off rent. If you're doing it as a sole prop, like you said, you're going to create a sole prop name, you can still do a 1040 and do a Schedule H. That's household income. Boom, everything you're using for household. And you go with a Schedule H alone, you'll get $20,000-$30,000 back, bro.
What?
You need to learn the game, bro. It's that simple, man.
That's what I'm talking to you, though. That's what I'm talking to you. I'm not denying you at all. That's why I tapped in. I know you experienced it. You know,
this is all my homegirls do, bro, because you said you about to go get a soul prop.
Yeah.
You can still see my screen?
Yeah, I see it.
What's that say?
Schedule H household employment taxes.
Simple as that, bro. Do you not got a record label in your home, record company in your home? So you working in your home.
Absolutely.
So you can write off rent, bro.
Man, with that being said,
you employ yourself, you can write off sick pay, all of that shit.
Look, you looking for beats, man?
Now send me some, man. You hear my flow, man? Check me out.
I ain't got no beats. I make full records, and then I pitch ideas to people and shit like that. I don't really do the beats, but I do got some record ideas though. If you interested in some of that shit, I don't know if you.
So you schedule C's, get money back. There's all types of shit, bro.
I'm fucking with all that. So when I hit tax lady up, she gonna type me up on all that.
Yeah, I'll get you a bookkeeper.
Get me a bookkeeper. Is she not the book? She not a bookkeeper.
Bookkeepers get them back. Get you the most back, you know. And then you can find any other business expenses you can put on the form 3800. They got credits for business losses. You know, all that stuff you paying in gurus that you don't like said it didn't get you nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You can write that shit off as an education tax credit.
Okay. Education tax credit.
Let me find the form. 8863. Education tax credit. Education credits right there. That gets your tax credits back right there. You buying Don Kalam books, boom, write that shit off, man. I ain't worried about nothing because if y'all read the shit, it's right in the book telling you how to get everything your money right back.
I know everything is in that damn book, man. But that's why I came here and gave you my disclaimer, because like, man, it takes me so much longer to get through material when I got to put my eyes on it. And not only that, because of the way I like to learn, I got to hit the video up, then I got to hear you on the podcast, then I got to go see what other people say, then I got to read it again, then I got to go find the font, pull it up, look at it, and I got to visualize myself do it. If I can't say the process backwards and forwards, I know I can't do it.
Refundable American Opportunity Credit.
Look at that.
All your it's an opportunity in America. This is the dream. Go get that education. And get those education credits back.
Man, I need that in my life. I got a whole...
Then you can get tuition. Like, you can claim the books as tuition, or if you're doing, like, Don Kalamji University, I can fill you out a form. I can fill out the form for you. So you can go with a tuition statement with the form 1098-T. All my private members, I'll fill out the statement for you. Because, you know, the OnlyFans, all of that shit's tuition. Write that shit off as tuition.
Yeah, I like that, though.
Paying for a month. Yeah, man, get all this shit back. Because if you don't claim it, I'm going to claim it as a bandit. I'm going to do what they do on your ass. Don't you know because people sign up to go to the public education school. The Jewish people know this. The private education system know this. The Catholic schools know this. The tribal communities know this. Church is considered a school. Like, there's churches that you go to school, you know? So, bro, everything you do out here in America, you get back. Everything is refundable. Everything in America is free. You just gotta, there's gotta be some type of exchange going on, though.
Right. So when I do the taxes on it, they give it back in the form of tax credit. I didn't have my bookkeeper or the tax lady turn the credits into a treasury check.
No, they're going to send you, if any credits or refunds that they owe you is going to be sent to you in check form from the treasury.
Oh, see?
Well, man, okay. It's like an income tax return.
Okay. I was.
So we don't have any income. This is just from private trading. And we just happen to do some contracting with entities in the public.
Man, you know
what?
Now we're doing
tax credit.
Okay, for some reason, when I hear tax credit, I'm hearing...
Bro, tax credits are real money.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. Me and my dog were talking about that last week, because we was going through some of your stuff. We was like, is the tax... Not only that, we trying to figure out also, you know, with the credits that we could get from, like, buying a vehicle, like a heavy-ass vehicle, are those credits that we use to... Because when they talk about credits, like the public motherfuckers, when they talk about credits, they talk about it like, oh, it's just gonna be a deduction, a credit for a deduction. But you saying this is a credit, you can use it for a deduction, but also they'll cut you a check for it.
A check is from the credits.
Right.
Because your books have to be balanced. If you don't balance the books, that's what's wrong with the national debt. If everybody go assess their taxes correctly, they're gonna receive their credits instead of everything being in the national debt.
Which is owned by a Social Security Trust, most of it.
Right.
As I was trying to explain this to the Series 6-7 dude the other day. He just wanted to
talk about this shit.
Yeah, he wanted to try to talk me out of everything.
Not that Charles Schwab. Shout out to Charles Schwab, man. I have an account with him.
Nigga, so shout out to Charles Schwab. No, shout fuck to Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab ain't want to help me out. Fuck them. I'm gonna tell you, like, look, they could suck big dick. I'm for real. I was mad. I was kind of hot about that shit because I was like, I know that these. I feel like these motherfuckers. You know these motherfuckers don't know, but I feel like you done came ran across some of this material. You could be giving me some hints at something, man. You could be leading me somewhere. You ain't just don't.
You're not supposed to. That's the public. Public and the private don't mix.
Right, there you go. That's right. I heard you say
it. You don't need a Series 6, Series 7 license to create private securities. You know, there's no stock exchange for the
because it's private.
Yeah, these are initial public offerings, so they can only talk about things that's in the public.
Gotcha. But that makes a lot of sense too. I got you. So let me see, make sure I got my quote recommended. So as far as when it comes for me to learn more about the tax shit, like which one of your books or any external classes I could do like to get confident about taxes? Cause it's how you be able to go to tax forms and shit like that. Taxes, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't did taxes in the last 3 years, dog.
Go check the OnlyFans messages, bro. Get all because I just sent you everybody access to the non-Kalam Mentee files. So you got access to all my old.
I just looked at
it. Yeah, I'll open it up.
Just look at it.
Capitalize the Namepreneur classes in there.
I already seen the class 6-7 times trying to get it down, bro.
I got different classes, though.
On DonKalam.com, John.
I got classes outside of DonKalam.com, the ones I just sent you.
No, Don. Oh, okay. No, the DonKalam University one is what I'm talking about. I went on
No, but these are private ones I haven't been able to update on DonKalam.com yet.
Oh, in the last link you just sent?
Yeah, the last link. Yeah.
Ah.
It's a bunch of shit, bro.
Well, you look. That and a bit don't know when they tap in with you like this, that you get it. Like you don't talk about this kind
who
of
cares?
Shit.
I don't give a fuck. It's who it's meant for.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna tell me I'm a scam anyways. Fuck them. Hey, that's why they ain't getting rich.
That's real.
Motherfuckers blocking their own prosperity.
That's real. I had a reading done the other day, motherfucker say the spirit say that they done gave you away out your financial issues. I just ain't took it yet. So that's why I've been making sure I tap in with you. I just did a food stamp joint the other day, with a whole paper with nothing but goddamn state public laws, all that shit saying y'all supposed to give me money, bro. I seen Don Kalam shit the other day. He got $22,000-$23,000 of goddamn cash assistance on his shit. I know I didn't. Bro, what the fuck you talking about? Look, so hey, I'm hoping that
I
shit
made my own food stamp office, nigga.
Yeah, oh, that real. That real. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm tapped in with you.
Look, getting food stamps. Help me go, nigga. You just got approved for $2,000-$3,000, nigga. Let's go.
Man, I'm hoping so, because I need that in my life. And that, if they
I'm not giving up any birthrights for this food.
That's real. I'm gonna show you this paper that I had sent there. Let me see if I can pull it up in the chat, let you see. Let you check this out. It might be you might find it to be some bullshit, but it's what I had. You did.
And that was Illinois. Is that what y'all seen that food stamp? That was from Illinois.
Oh, you got it in many different states.
Uh-huh. That was in Illinois, man.
So food stamp a state initiative, not a federal national initiative.
Yeah, it's from the state. Yeah, the state.
It's a federal grant.
It's a federal grant though. Yes.
From the Indian, from the Native American
Montana, temporary needy families.
Right.
That's why they can't make you pay that shit back.
I'm hoping the next year and a half I'm where you at with as far as the continuity, bro.
Just tell yourself you got it.
Sure. I'm gonna show you. Let me send you this right here.
The people who get this shit the quickest is the people who can't read or write because they're not programmed.
There you go. Come on now.
I don't see dogs paying taxes because they don't speak English, man. Roof, nigga. Roof.
I want to try to go on the court speaking quantum syntax on their ass next time. I bet not.
I'm speaking native Anise.
Yeah.
I just make weird noise. Oh, Rick Ross ad lib.
Look, huh? Check this out. Let's see. Here, go check this out right here. That bitch ain't dropping now. Did it drop in there? Tap in here. I'll send an attachment in here.
Let me know. You got to put it in the paper. I got one more call.
Okay, damn. I might not have no. Let me see.
Send it to my email, man.
Oh, here you go. I found it. I got it. Here you go. Food's down. Food. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you, dog. You already done gave me enough to get after.
Whatever you do, just don't tell him you're black.
No, I told him I know. I put white on there. I did put white on there.
Well, I tell him object.
I put white on the application. I put white off top. I had got this for
emergency nutrition and cash assistance. That's lit, bro.
You fucking with it?
Hell yeah! You got the Food Stamp Act on there and everything. Hell yeah!
Come on, man.
That's just hard.
How do I get in the private group of friends you got that's making millions doing this shit, my nigga? What I got to do out there?
You get the feds on you with this shit, though.
It is what it is, though. But look, they on us anyway, though. Am I wrong?
Hey, I got you, man. You just got to keep linking with me like this, man. But you want to come to my events. That's where you want to come. That's when the people's there, man. Yeah. Like, I got celebrities. March 23rd, I got celebrities in the building, man. And I got an after party, more celebrities.
I don't give no fuck about those. You the celebrity, bro.
But I'm their celebrity. You dig what I'm saying? I need you. The people, most of the people I'm fucking with, they're where they're at without signing any contracts, bro. Now, to me, that is magic. And it's because I'm going to say 5% of the industry ain't sold out, bro. And I'm tapped into that five, man.
Oh, yeah. But you don't know. Hold on. Wait. So you can understand. I come from the underdog side. And my main
I like that shit, bro.
My main artist and biggest artist is Kai. You feel me with Kai in my neck, my back?
Yeah.
Mars, me and him have been working together the last 15
Shout
years.
Shout out to Kai. Shout out to Kai.
Well, we big independent, been doing this shit. Like, no, we ain't saw no contract that say.
That's how I move, bro. That's how I move. I be moving with those type artists.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, And I ain't trying to shout out, but you know, Camp and all them DJ Monte, all them niggas, they ain't got no contracts, bro.
Yeah, Camp.
Yeah, they're just brotherhood, man. They're just brothers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, DJ Unk.
DJ Unk, DJ Monte.
Walk it out, DJ.
They did this shit with T-Pain, Flo Rida, Get Low, all that shit, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Got shit with Jeezy, fucking Zaytoven, everybody, bro. Neo, T.I.
Yeah, that's good work. If you can get you some money, it's money to be got.
Because they shit getting released in the public. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's money to be got. I got this.
I just heard they was bumping Kaya at the 50 Cent shit.
They bumped Kaya around the world. We've been around the world with this shit, baby.
I was at the 50 shit last week. They was bumping Kaya.
I seen you took a picture with 50.
Yeah, they was bumping Kaya too. I was like, okay.
Yeah. That way, man, look, everywhere we go, from Korea to Germany, no matter where we go, bro, the motherfuckers is bumping this shit.
That's it.
You know, it's all independent and straight black sheep type shit. Motherfuckers is like not trying to let you come in on their platforms to be positive. They want to show old.
Yeah, they don't want to. I'm about to start getting freaky. I'm gonna need a motherfucking picture with Kaya. Let's go.
I got you, bro. We talk about something she doing. But see, if we might be able to do a swap, but it's 10K for a feature. But the thing we might be able to talk about something. But no also, doubt. Is you looking for records, or are you just because I was well, this is what I didn't really know. I didn't know if you.
Bro, listen. So I literally just run my shit for my reels, nigga. I've been making about 30,000-40,000 every 3 months, nigga, just off reels.
Yeah.
Just making those, putting them on the TikTok, putting them on my Instagram and Facebook. Cause I just put them slightly in the background, so I'm getting the fucking check.
That heavy.
Yeah, that heavy. Man. I just copped for like 57 million hits. I was like, damn. Yeah, nigga. Yes.
From who?
Well, one of them was an affirmation video. You know what I'm saying? I had some affirmations, and that caught a bunch. That caught the most. They wouldn't let me RIAA certify it because they said it wasn't a real song. But what? Shit, DistroKid still paid me.
Nice. That worked. That worked. As long as the check coming in, dog, that's all that really motherfucking matter, man.
So I figured out the recipe now, and that's what I'm doing, bro. So I'm coming for a gold record next on this song called She Bam.
I think I seen that. I think that was the recent joint you just released. Weeks ago.
We going on almost 5 million streams right now. It's been out since December 31st.
These all natural streams, or you bought? Yeah,
I'm doing them all on the reels. That's how they catching them, count as plays.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job. That's good on you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. You know, we might need to have a conversation, man, about something like that off that ain't got nothing to do with the private America stuff. Me and my bro, he Grammy winning, you know, worked with Dre and I mean everybody you could think of, but he got more accolades than I. But the thing is, he just went over to Ghana and linked up with Boris Cujo and shit, and he's spearheading him in another part. They spearheading this whole like Ghana music initiative. And he put the company together, all that shit there. And the whole thing is, the whole thing is they doing something else with it. I ain't allowed to say, but I want to. It'd be nice. We need to talk about this, how you doing the real thing. Because the thing is, what I would like to do essentially is because of the new way that they start doing music with motherfuckers not really buying the music out the stoves no more and shit. Like the streaming world is like it's so brand new. It's still a lot of mystery in that shit. I done bought all the courses. You think I know how everybody moving, and I know a big part of it is motherfuckers got them bots and running up $80K, $120,000 a month type shit with bots. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be tapped in with the right motherfucker to get the right to get the bot right way.
I'm hip to everything, bro.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah.
I want to talk. I like to talk with you about that real thing. Maybe we get on a little group call.
I'm gonna give you another game, another piece of game right now too. SoundCloud is paying too, nigga.
SoundCloud paying now too.
Yeah, nigga. I got hella streams, bro. Yes, and that counts for gold plaques too.
SoundCloud,
nigga, bro. I just had 3 artists go gold. So
get the fuck what?
I swear, bro, listen, one of my business partners, they was just with Sway. Bro, I'm connected out here with the music. I ain't tripping off that. That's how I'm connected to the whole world.
Yeah, right.
Bro, I've been underground. I just be acting like it's people that put me in connections. Bro, I be doing, it'd be me. Kevin Gates just reached out to me, dog. You seen the message, did you?
Yeah, no, I seen you. I seen it. I think I seen it.
I'm linked through him through DJ Chosen.
Y'all was
DJ
like,
Chosen's camp.
Yeah, he what?
I'm linked to them through DJ Cho's camp.
Okay.
Yo, I'm connected to hella groups out here in the music game. It's crazy, and I be putting shit together.
That's what it is. And that's what you got. If you're gonna be, that's I've been trying to show my little the younger producers. Like you're gonna be a producer. You guys can't just be making beats. You got to put product together, whether you doing something yourself or not. That's where I'm at right now with the whole, I'm just executive producing, get the artists, I put the music together, put the whole project together, then release it, and then see if we can make something on it. I think it's a much harder game right now to try to hit the road and do all that shit. It's better just to do what you like you say, put it on the reels, get the streaming going like that. That's gonna be where the money is. Imagine if you had to hit the road, which you be on the road anyway, but really hit the road and really grind out with passing out flies and all that.
Right. That's how I used to do that with my books. That's how I went number one.
Yeah,
it's that physical interaction. But I gotta get off here, man. I gotta make sure this dude I've been trying to link with him for like 2-3 weeks.
All right.
I make sure you get a copy of this call, man.
How you gonna send it to me?
I'm gonna send it to you through the email.
Okay, through email. All right. All right. I appreciate it, man. Peace and love, man. Much love. Thank you for the info, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets of commerce and build an empire that lasts for generations? Look no further. Introducing Million Dollars Worth of Gain by Don Kalam, your official guide to the private and public side of commerce. In this groundbreaking book, Don Kalam reveals the strategies and insider knowledge you need to create and protect your wealth. Learn how to navigate the intricate world of commerce, master the art of building an empire, and secure a lasting legacy for your family. Get your hands on $1 million worth of gain today and embark on a transformative journey toward financial abundance. Don't miss out on the opportunity to build your empire and secure a prosperous future for generations to come. Get ready to conquer the world of commerce. $1 million worth of gain by Don Kalam, your ultimate guide to building an empire and leaving a legacy. $1 million worth of gain by Don Kalam. Available now. Get your copy and start your journey to generational wealth.